morning. My guest this morning is Cynthia Laum from the Museums of Sonoma County. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
We are talking about an exhibit that is up at the museum right now, which, by the way, is at 425 7th Street in Santa Rosa. The exhibit is titled, I Want the Wide American Earth, an Asian Pacific American Story. Fascinating. But tell us about it.
This exhibit is one of the traveling exhibits from the Smithsonian. We are a Smithsonian affiliate, which allows us to show exhibits that produced by the Smithsonian. In this case, this was created by the Smithsonian Asian Pacific American Center and the Smithsonian Institution Traveling Exhibition Service. It's upstairs, and we have a few items also from our collections that we've added to this exhibit.
So you can look through the Smithsonian's catalog of these exhibits that are available for travel. And it's particularly helpful, I'm sure, to find one that the museum has some things to add to it.
Yes. And since this is the year that we have decided to feature immigrants and minorities in our museum, this exhibit seemed like apropos, a good choice. The title of the exhibit is kind of interesting. It actually is a line from a poem by Carlos Bulosan, and he's Filipino, and it's an apt title for it, I feel. The whole exhibit is takes from a wide expanse from the beginning with Christopher Columbus and basically Asia motivating him to go find the Americas.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
And as early as the 1600s, there were Chinese immigrants already on the continent. And of course, everybody knows about the railroads.
Right, of course.
But there's some other lots of surprises in here. There's surprises in terms of how we, the Asians, Americans, have shaped civil rights laws in the United States. One is in 1884, an 8-year-old mixed race Chinese American girl was denied admission to school, public school. And from her case, we have the civil rights decision allowing equal access to education.
Uh-huh.
Something that's not really known by most people.
Right. Certainly not by me.
And another interesting legal thing that law is that in 1894, a 21-year-old who was born in California, but he was of Chinese American descent, he had gone a short visit to China, and when he came back, he was denied entry back to the U.S. Well, this sparked another landmark case in which the Supreme Court then finally decided that if you were born in the U.S., you are a U.S. citizen, and you would have all the rights accorded to a U.S. citizen.
So what is the form of this exhibit? Lots of photographs?
There's lots of photographs. It's a traveling exhibit, so what they've sent us are these banners. And it's very ingenious. It's allowed us to open them up. And they, of course, travel very easily.
Uh-huh.
Other interesting things that they've included with this exhibit is that we have audio tours available with video as well, and it's available on iPhones. So if you come to visit the exhibit, you can download the free app and then go around and visit the – and each banner will have a number just like you would do for an audio tour. And you enter the number and you get either an audio tape or a video tape of something additional.
Talk about a 21st century museum exhibit.
Yeah. And they've also included a e-comic book of the history of Asian Americans, which I thought
Amazing.
Was really ingenious.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
And we're still trying to figure out how we can perhaps display this in the museum. But if you go on our Facebook page, you can download and check it out.
Excellent. Cynthia, thank you very much for coming and telling us about this exhibit. And we've interviewed you several times before. This museum has become a very, very unusual place in Sonoma County.
Well, I hope it becomes a go-to place for people looking for history, culture, and art.
Okay. It is the Museums of Sonoma County, 425 7th Street. For more information about the exhibits, 579-1500. Online, it's museumsc.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.